right. We've now been joined by our race-winning crew chief, Rodney Childers. Rodney, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Congrats on the win. Just talk to us a little bit about kind of just the final couple laps there. And obviously, you guys had a dominating performance today. But just tell us a little bit about what went through your mind as the race progressed. And happy birthday, too.
Yeah, I appreciate that. It's been a pretty incredible day for sure. Turned 44 with the four car and end up in victory lane, so that's pretty neat. But I'm getting old too. That's not good. But overall, you know, we had a great car. You know, at the beginning of the race, the car seemed really good, and we were able to get up through there and was looking okay. And the car was too tight, and the track was changing really, really fast. And you know, we just made some bad adjustments and couldn't keep up with the racetrack, and finally had to kind of take our lumps and do some bigger swings at things. And that's really what happened last year. You know, you look back at the race last year, we had a great car then, and we just started getting behind every pit stop, and you know, we weren't making big enough adjustments and got way too tight toward the end of the race and wasn't able to capitalize. So you know, this time we were bound and determined that wasn't going to happen. And we just tried to work real hard and make a little bigger swings than what we normally would and just try to keep up with the racetrack.
All right. We'll take questions now for Rodney. If you have one, just a friendly reminder, feel free to use the raise your hand option or send us a chat. We're going to start with Bob Pockris. Bob, go ahead.
Yeah, Rodney, how big is the number one pit stall at Martinsville thanks to this win today?
Actually, I hadn't thought about that yet, but it's a little bit, you know, it's a little bit there. You know, the biggest thing at Martinsville is just having a clean out and having options, you know, being able to not be blocked in and that kind of thing. So to be able to have that stall will be good for us. You know, Martinsville's the place that has kind of been up and down for us. You know, we haven't been able to get a victory there in the four car, and it seems like we try really hard, but yeah, we've been getting a little bit better each time, I would say, and you know, hopefully we'll have a good car on Wednesday night.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll take our next question from Davey Siegel. Davey, go ahead.
Hey, Rodney, congrats on the win and happy birthday. I assume that you've raced on your birthday before. Have you ever won?
You know, I'm really not sure. You know, probably have, you know, back when I raced. You know, there were so many races back then, so many classes that you would run in go-karts and stuff. I'm sure there's bound to have been a race at some point that I've won on my birthday. I just, you know, none of them stay in your mind like a big cup race does. So, you know, this is definitely a big deal. You know, I was listening to Kevin talk a little bit, and, you know, this place is special, you know. And if you're a crew chief for Kevin Harvick and you come to Atlanta and you don't run good, then you're definitely not doing your job. So he knows how to get around here. You know, when we went to this package, I was worried it was going to take some of that away from him. But, you know, the last 2 years we've had good cars, we've led laps and able to capitalize today. So, you know, hopefully they won't put any new pavement on this place and we can keep it going for a while.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll take our next question from Deb Williams. Deb, go ahead.
Hey, Rodney, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Congratulations as well. After the Darlington win, you mentioned how uncomfortable you had been with the protocol you were having to follow up until that time because of the lack of time you'd had with the car. Has that protocol changed now, and are you in the shop more? Are you more comfortable with the way things are progressing?
Well, you know, some of that is just my background. You know, I've always been really hands-on. I like being around the cars. You know, I'll be in the fab shop at one point. I'll be in finished fab at one point. The body shop and the Hawkeye. You know, make a trip to the chassis shop every now and then. But overall, I just like to be there, and I like to have my eyes on it. You know, I feel like we have a great group at the shop. And it's definitely not a trust thing there at all. I couldn't ask for a better group at the shop. But it's just me, you know. That's just me. I'd like to be there. But overall, it has got a little bit better. I try to stay away as much as I can. We're still working shifts at the shop. We still have a first shift and a second shift, and keep the shop really separated and keep people apart. You know, at first you say that's not going to work, and there's no way we're going to make it to the racetrack. And somehow, you know, good people find ways of making things work. And I feel like we've done that. You know, I think having this past week not having a Wednesday night race was amazing for me. Those first 2 weeks were just absolutely crazy. You know, with us turning around a car to race at the second Darlington race, and then at the 600, we weren't very good and decided to take a car that was sitting in the shop that was a bare frame and body on Monday, and we ended up at the racetrack on Wednesday night. So, you know, those are the things that wear you out, you know. But overall, this week was peaceful. I wasn't there, but maybe about, I went in there 2 days, I think it was, but like I said, they've done a great job with the shifts. Tony Gibson's done a good job with the production side of it, and we're just trying to make the best out of it.
Thank you.
Yep.
Okay, we'll take our next question from Jim Utter. Jim, go ahead.
That's Rodney. If you were listening to your driver, he noted that he is not a fan of practice. But I wondered what you felt like, how the lack of at-track practice has affected your routine, and is it something that you think there's still a place for in Cup racing?
Well, there'll be a place, and there'll be a time. Does it need to happen all the time? No. And it really depends on your team. And, you know, if I was a team that I didn't have all the simulation tools that we have and the people that we have, then yeah, I would want to go out there and practice and try to tune my car in a little bit more. For us in the four car, I feel like it's almost an advantage not to practice, because I feel like that's what we're good at. From a preparation standpoint, we prep the same way. You know, our goal was always to be the fastest off the truck, whether it's practice, whether it's qualifying, whether it's the race. So, we do the same things. You know, our engineers work hard. They've probably got the same amount of sim runs they would if we were practicing. But the biggest thing is just that communication between those guys and myself and Kevin, talking about what we need and what we think is right. And sometimes, you know, what you think is right is it works out, and sometimes it doesn't. But, you know, so far so good from our standpoint. And it's not always going to be that way. You're going to have a race some point that we miss it bad and we end up on pit road making big changes. So, you know, we just got to keep our heads down, keep digging, and stay focused, and hopefully we can keep doing what we're doing.
With everything that has transpired this season and the two-month hiatus, it's probably difficult to get a handle on exactly what kind of team you have, but do you think enough races have gone by now where you kind of have an idea of if you're hitting your stride or not?
You know, I would like to say that we're always hitting our stride, but obviously we're not. You know, at the 600, we didn't have a good car at all. But we finished fifth. Everybody wants to look at the finish, but we got lucky. But, you know, we just need to do better. You know, this was one of the racetracks that was kind of middle of the road on what you needed for a car. And, you know, we made a lot of changes after Charlotte and seemed like it was the right direction today. And then, you know, I think next week at Homestead will be a big key on what we have. If we take the right kind of car, the right kind of setup and all that stuff. So, yeah, we're still learning every single day, every week. We never quit learning and trying to be better. So, you know, every race that you mess up, you seem to learn something and make the next one better. So, you know, if we wouldn't have run bad at the 600, we would not have changed what we changed to come here and probably not won today. So, you just got to take the lumps and keep learning every day.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll take our final question from Lewis. Lewis, go ahead.
Oh, I forgot that. So, now going into Martinsville, Rodney, what do you feel like with this different package of running compared to last time you're going to play dividends, especially on a weeknight racing where you have a quick turnaround?
Well, I mean, overall, you know, I have to commend everybody that's been involved with the 750 package. you know, behind the scenes, there was so much work over the winter from NASCAR and the teams and everybody collaborating on what they thought would work and what would work for the cars and not have to change too much. And, you know, and all that stuff, every time something would come up, you know, somebody would find something wrong with it. And, you know, everybody just kept working together and, you know, figured it out. And obviously, you know, going to Phoenix, you know, it was outstanding. I don't know if you can make it better. Maybe you can make the tires a little bit softer and wear a little bit more and it may be better. But overall, you look at what we did at Phoenix as an industry. You look at what we did at Bristol. You know, those are the two 750 tracks I have to judge off of. And I never heard the word aero tight the entire weekend at either place. And last year I did at those places. So that's what you're looking for a short track. You know, you got to have the guys where they can race, they can turn, they can make passes. So, you know, like I said, it was a huge effort for everybody in the industry. And it has worked. And I think Martinsville would be that much better. You know, we've got less downforce. They're putting softer tires on the cars. It's going to be a cool night race under the lights. So it's probably going to be one of the more exciting and better Martinsville races that we've had in a while.
Thank you, Ronnie. Enjoy your rest of your birthday.
Thank you.
And Ronnie, before we let you go, just one final question. I know earlier this week there was an announcement that confirmed that the NASCAR Cup Series would go back to the Nashville Super Speedway. You seem to have a positive response. You always seem to enjoy going to Music City. Do you mind to just give us some thoughts on making that stop next season?
Yeah, you know, for being a late model guy that grew up racing at the fairgrounds a little bit, or not all the time, but, you know, running the All-Pro Series there, the All-American 400 was a big deal for me. You know, going to Nashville is a big deal. But, you know, overall, you know, you look back at the history of Nashville Super Speedway when it first started, that was one of the first bush races that I went to try to get in a bush ride. I remember Biffle winning that day. And you know, but all the races there have been good races. You know, I always thought that Keselowski had a little bit of advantage there. He's like Kevin at Atlanta, but, you know, he seemed to get around there good. You know, it's smaller than just the normal 1.5-mile racetrack. It's concrete. You're going to be able to feel every crack in it. And it's a lot flatter and no banking. So, the type of car that you take is going to be different than the type of car that you're going to take to a place like Charlotte. And, you know, I think it's outstanding, you know, just to get back in Nashville, a place that obviously did a great job for us for the awards banquet and the excitement that was downtown. Hopefully, you know, we can get that excitement back going at the racetrack and bring some new fans into the sport.
All right, Rodney, thank you again for joining us today. Congrats on the win and the present for your birthday. And we'll get to see you again on Wednesday in Martinsville.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.